For more than 20 years, a U.S. Air Force base in New Mexico has been home to Germany's largest military installation outside of Germany. The Luftwaffe Flight Training Center at Holloman Air Force Base has brought in millions of dollars to the U.S. government and to the nearby community of Alamogordo. But now the Germans plan to pack up and leave. Simon Thompson from the Fronteras desk at KPBS in San Diego will look at the impact.
In a hangar at Holloman Air Force Base, a German Tornado jet is powering up for a training exercise. With pre-flight checks done, the pilots climb aboard and the bomber is taxiing to the runway for takeoff. In another hangar, Luftwaffe Master Sergeant Stefan Milner and his crew load weapons onto the next aircraft.
Eins, zwei, drei.
The German Air Force Flying Training Center was established at Holloman in 1992. The controlled airspace and sparsely populated desert is the perfect environment to train pilots in low-level flying and bombing. And then Milner says there's the weather.
The sun is shining, it's always warm, there's no snow. Where I come from, it's always cloudy and it's not such a great weather.
These days, the Luftwaffe is changing its strategy, with tornadoes playing a smaller role. Once there were 38 tornado jets at Holloman, today only 14 are left. Training Center Commander Stefan Bradenbach says the shrinking fleet makes the mission hard to justify.
Now the number of tornadoes is so small that basically to operate them efficiently, we need to just reduce the base and consolidate the tornadoes at the two remaining air bases in Germany.
Over the past 5 years, Germany paid the US government a little more than $150 million to train at Holloman. But this year, the German military announced the center will close by 2019, when its current contract runs out. Real estate agent LeBron Little is pitching a for-lease sign in the front yard of a new house on the market. Vacant houses have littered the streets of Alamogordo since the 2008 recession. And now Little says it will get worse. The Germans' departure will result in a 15% loss for the rental market, he says, and about 400 more vacant houses in town.
The biggest concern is the influx of rental properties that's going to be there, trying to get those rented. If they can't rent them, then the problem is going to be the owners are going to try to put them on the market, and then that will increase our inventory. Sometimes the prices drop, and sometimes you'll see the appraised values actually go down.
About 1,200 Germans live in Alamogordo, the town near the base. That makes it the largest community of German expatriates in the US. Alamogordo has the largest public German school outside Germany, along with German-run charities, a church, and a German food section at Walmart.
They like to buy cars, motorcycles. They like to have the American experience, if you will, while they are here.
That's New Mexico State Senator Bill Burt. He says the Germans came here at a crucial time in the 1990s when Congress was considering shutting Holloman down.
The loss of the Germans will be dramatic for Holloman Air Force Base and for the community of Alamogordo. Just as much as we hate losing, having the economic impact, we're going to lose our friends.
But Luftwaffe Master Sergeant Stefan Milner says when the Germans leave, he won't be going far. When the base closes, Milner says he's going to resign from the Luftwaffe so he can stay in the US with his American girlfriend, go to school and get a visa.
I went on vacation to San Diego for the 4th of July. That was it. I saw the fireworks, the party for the 4th of July, and that just... it convinced me. The U.S. is actually the place I want to stay and settle.
The Germans are leaving more than Master Sergeant Milner behind. There's also millions of dollars in hangars and office buildings that regional economic developers are hoping can be used to attract another mission to Holloman and fill the void the Germans will leave. For Here and Now, I'm Simon Thompson.